Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The New York Times reports it's reviewed 18 years of President Trump's income taxes and found he paid no federal income tax at all in 11 of those years. The report says the year he became president, he paid $750. Unlike other presidents, Trump has not released his returns. At a news conference Sunday, the president dismissed the report.
So we're under audit, but the story is a total fake. And all of this, or is this one, you know, we had the same exact questions usually asked by the same people, and that took place 4 years ago. You remember, this was so well litigated. It's incredible.
The report also shows that because of his business losses, 1 year he received a federal tax refund of more than $72 million. President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized in Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports his wife called police because he was threatening suicide.
Police officers in Fort Lauderdale were called to Parscale's home Sunday afternoon. His wife told officers he was armed, had access to multiple firearms, and was threatening to harm himself. Officers negotiated for him to exit the home. He was transported to Broward Health Medical Center, where he was admitted under a state law that provides for temporary involuntary commitment. Parscale served as President Trump's campaign manager for 2 years until he stepped down in July. The campaign's communications director released a statement blaming the incident on attacks from Democrats and other Trump critics and saying, "Brad Parscale is a member of our family and we all love him. We are ready to support him and his family in any way possible." Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A power shutoff is underway for 65,000 customers in California's northern and central Sierra region due to extreme fire risk. From member station KQED, Sarah Hosseini reports.
PG&E says it will de-energize certain electrical lines amid strong, gusty winds expected to persist through Monday morning. Officials say power can be restored once workers ensure no lines were damaged. In a recent report to state regulators, the utility revealed that its crews found widespread damage to equipment after its last shutoff earlier this month. They included downed lines, snapped poles, and branches that had blown into wires, all of which it says could have sparked wildfires had they not been turned off. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
A federal judge Sunday temporarily blocked President Trump's ban on the popular video sharing app TikTok. It was supposed to take effect at midnight. Lawyers had argued the prohibition infringed on the free speech and due process rights of some 100 million American users. The Trump administration says the Chinese-owned app is a national security risk because it would allow the Chinese government access to information about U.S. users. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court Sunday stopped a provision from going into effect that would have allowed Wisconsin voters an extra 6 days for their absentee ballots to be counted. A district court judge had ruled last month that ballots that arrive as late as November 9th could be counted as long as they're postmarked by November 3rd. Now the appeals court had overturned that decision. Democrats had sought the extra time because they expect an historic high number of absentee ballots this year. The exiled government of Yemen and Houthi rebels have agreed to immediately release more than 1,000 prisoners. It's part of a UN-brokered agreement. Lisa Schlein reports.
When implemented, this will be the largest prisoner swap between Yemen's warring parties since the conflict began in 2015. UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths is calling on the parties to build on this agreement and swiftly move to release more detainees.
And releasing those detainees will bring immense relief and comfort to more than 1,000 families who will be reunited with their loved ones because of your acts and your decisions.
The UN calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. More than 10,000 civilians have been killed, mainly by Saudi Arabian-led coalition airstrikes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 125-113 Sunday night to win the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami will face the Los Angeles Lakers for the title. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.